Bears share our world, too. Teddy bears, gummy bears, bear hugs, being hungry as a bear. And through commercial media, we cross paths with bears routinely. Berenstain Bears, Care Bears, Yogi and Boo Boo, and one of our favorites, Smokey Bear.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's care. At the picnic table, you will find him there. Stuffing down more goodies.
A lot of fantasy is based out of truth. And so the whole premise of bears stealing picnic baskets is amusing in a cartoon, but it can be a serious problem in parks and in situations where we want bears and people to live peacefully but separated so that we don't have these sorts of conflicts.
The image of Yogi Bear stealing a picnic basket from a campground, while it is humorous, it does have some serious consequences in the real world. People do see that type of behavior from television and assume bears are like that. You have so many people that really don't get to experience nature and get outside very often. And when they encounter wildlife, bears in particular, they have a false idea of what this animal is going to be like.
Some of our friends over the years have been bears. Yogi Bear was a grizzly bear. Winnie the Pooh, while Cinnamon, that's kind of like being a redhead, in the storybooks, in real life, was a black bear. Also, the original teddy bear was a black bear. Way back in 1902, President Teddy Roosevelt was on a hunting trip in Mississippi. And they were out there for about 3 days searching hard, and they never found a single bear. Well, Mississippi was embarrassed. They didn't want to send the president home without having caught a single bear. So they sent a hunting party out to search for one. They found a really old bear, and they captured him and tied him up to a tree and then sent somebody to get the president to come and shoot the bear. Well, when Teddy Roosevelt arrived, he refused to shoot it. He said that it was unsportsmanlike to shoot a bear that was tied to a tree and absolutely refused to do it. Well, pretty quickly after that, the newspapers caught on to the story and it was published nationwide. And some shopkeepers picked it up and thought it'd be really cool to name their stuffed bears Teddy's Bears. The president gave permission and the teddy bear was born.
Smokey Bear is a black bear. There really was a bear that was involved in a forest fire and was rescued by the Forest Service, and it kind of became their mascot, and then the cartoon developed off of that.
We can glamorize and trivialize bears all day, and that's fine as long as at the end of the day we remember that they are really wild animals.